previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Transnet has once again breached its loan covenants. It's the second year in a row, and it shows an organisation staggering under a debt burden. Those constraints are blocking investments needed to resurrect its ailing equipment and infrastructure. Transnet's loans have increased to 138 billion rand in the year through March, and according to Bloomberg, finance costs have come in at 15.12 billion, almost as much as capital investment of 16.7 billion. This is the major concern for the whole South African economy, says Alliance Bernstein credit analyst Okan Akin, noting that Transnet's capacity constraint is the main bottleneck for sustained economic growth. The rising cost of servicing debt has reduced the measure of cash interest cover to below the minimum of 2.5 times required by the loan covenants. Cash interest cover is the amount of interest expenses a company can pay from earnings. Meanwhile, government has rejected an opening demand by public sector workers for a 12% pay increase, saying it's unaffordable. Instead, the state has offered a 3% raise. Talks are scheduled to resume in October, run through to the middle of the month, ahead of the medium-term budget policy statement. Shares in Anglo Platinum have slumped as much as 10%, following the decision by parent company Anglo American to sell discounted shares ahead of a full exit from the company. The move by Anglo is part of a drastic restructuring plan. Commentators say it shows shareholders that London-listed Anglo is making progress. However, they also note that it highlights the potential to leak value as the mining giant simplifies its business. Anglo says it has sold 13.94 million shares in Amplats at 515 rand apiece, raising some 7.2 billion rand. And that represents about 5.3% of Amplats' total issued ordinary shares. On the broader market, the JSE All Share closed last evening up 1%, with the top 40 slightly more. London's FTSE was down 0.2%. On Wall Street, better US inflation figures were yet another pointer towards an interest rate cut. The Dow was up 0.3%, but the S&P 500 up 1.1%, the Nasdaq up 2.2%. And Tokyo this morning has followed suit. The Nikkei is up 2.8%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng up just over 1%, Sydney's ASX up 0.7%. The US dollar remains firmer at 110 to the euro, the rand at 17.91 to the dollar, 19.73 to the euro, 23.36 to sterling. Gold at 2,514, platinum 959, Bitcoin just over 58,260, Brent crude oil just on $71 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.